So many polls are showing that Barack Obama should be given the credit for the capture and killing of Osama bin Laden. I guess so. I don't know. He's the president. He's in charge of anything and everything. He's not one to shy away from taking credit for things. We all know that. And, of course, he likes a good photo op and a good press release. The important thing is Osama bin Laden has been taken out. Was there good intel obtained where he was captured and the videos and the hard drives and all that? Well, I guess time will tell. One person who never seems to get credit, though, is George W. Bush. From 2001 until he left the presidency and till today, we haven't seen the type of terror attacks or the attempted type of terror attacks in the United States that could have happened. Some have been thwarted, but George W. Bush just seemed to not be able to win. But something about George W. Bush that we all sit back and forget, that he does not want to be in the limelight. He didn't want to go for the photo op in New York with Barack Obama, and I don't blame him. He said he did his 8 years as president, he tried his best, and now it's time for the country to concentrate on other things and the new president to do what they're going to do and take the spotlight off him. Good for you, George W. Bush, but the important thing is that you helped a lot in protecting our countries, too. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.